Far-left extremists take credit for Greek media building bombing. By Chris Tomlinson on July 21, 2022. A far-left extremist anarchist group has taken credit for the bombing and arson attack against the offices of a Greek media company in Athens that took place earlier this month. The group, known as Thousands of Sons of the Night, took credit for the attack on the far-left Antifa-linked web platform IndyMedia on Wednesday, stating they left an incendiary bomb on the ground floor of the building outside of the door of Real Media. "Our action was designed in such a way as not to endanger any human or non-human life, such as a passerby, resident, animal or worker/worker, as it was. Even though Greek Prime Minister Mitsotakis and his mouthpieces would pray for the opposite," the extremists wrote. The group went on to claim that they had no intention of harming workers, stating that if they wanted to harm people, we would come one morning with a crowd of workers inside the offices and we would leave the device. "Obviously, for all the reasons of the world, we did not choose this. No one was seriously injured during the attack, but one sound engineer was taken to a local hospital where he was treated for smoke inhalation." The group claimed that the Real News newspaper and radio broadcaster Real FM were propagandists and said the attack marked the two-year anniversary of the death of Vasilis Mangos, a 26-year-old who died after riot police quelled a violent protest in central Greece. According to the newspaper Eka Thymarini, the same group also took credit for an attack against a Ford vehicle dealership last year in memory of American George Floyd. The group also dedicated the attack to imprison far-left extremist Yiannis Michailidis, who is currently on hunger strike while demanding to be released after serving around a third of his 20-year sentence for armed bank robbery and attempted murder. Several other attacks in recent weeks by far-left anarchist extremists have also been dedicated to Michailidis, including an attack on riot police in the Athens district of Exarchia and the bombing of a tax office in the Athens suburb of Marousi, which saw extremists claim to have used 4.4 pounds of explosives in the bombing. Another attack on the apartment building of Greek MP Babis Papadimitriou was thought to be linked to far-left extremism as well, with the far-left extremist group Direct Action Cells taking credit for the arson attack this week on IndyMedia. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter at @TomlinsonCJ or email at tomlinson@breitbart.com.